Well, hello again. Here we are again. It's a Friday evening, and we have Chris Garcia with me as my guest once again this evening. If you're looking at the show page, you will see that everything is as it should be. There's a donate button there. It's a new one. And it's quite simply, you know, it just says donate, pay here, and it takes you straight to a nice little gadget there that where you can pay either by using your PayPal account if you have one, an email address if you have one of those, I'm sure. You have either one or the other. And if you have neither of those, you can pay by card. So the suggested fee of $3.50 is an opener. You don't have to pay that, of course. You know, you can pay whatever you can afford. But that is an opening suggestion there. And we get about £2 out of that after conversion, so there you go. Okay, right, Chris is with us, as we said, and we're just about ready to go.
Hi, Ken, how you doing?
I'm not too bad, Chris. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been just, been busy. It's just, been doing a lot of different things, and it's just crazy because I was doing a show up in the UK. So it's like everybody up there is getting to know who I am. So it was good. I mean, like I say, I don't plan, you know, when I do different shows. It just, to me, it just varies with what I get, you know. But, yeah, it's a blessing to be on just different shows, and of course yours too, but there's always, you know, like I tell people, I say, I don't plan, so I just go with it, you know, and that's just the best thing for me.
I think that is about the internet, I think, is you know, it's a twofold thing, isn't it? Because a lot of people say that it can be dangerous, the internet, and you've got to watch out for this, that, and the other. But it's brought so many people together over the years. And you know, without the internet during this COVID, what would we do? You know, because it kept so many people in touch with each other. And I think that's got to be a good thing, yeah?
Yes, it is. You just never know. You know, when you just do what you do, and it just feels good when you get people closer. There's certain things that I've done that I've touched people's hearts, and it's just amazing. Just amazing
it is,
that you can give people.
It's a wonderful feeling, you know, is to get that feeling of gratitude there from people. And to know that you've done something good for them, you know, and it's a blessing in itself. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get on with the show, and we have online one, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Hi.
Feeling good today.
Great.
So how can I help you today?
I just want to see if I have any messages from anybody today.
Okay, so let's see what we got. Okay, so I'm being told to look at the bigger picture. So I got the Oracle Moon cards. I also got a present. For some reason, I want to say, keep getting a female presence. I don't know why. I am kind of getting like someone that is just telling me to tell you to just trust in what you feel and what you feel. They
okay.
are there for you. Okay.
Okay.
One thing I did get that you were gonna get an achievement. I don't know why they told an achievement, but you're going to get something coming to you. And it's crazy because I want to say July, August is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a big turnaround for you.
Okay.
I can even think of business. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm calling from what you're doing. Yeah, and I do see spirit is just there. And I'm being told your commitment at the same time is being tested from other people. So just be careful.
Okay.
You surround yourself with positive people. Don't ever surround yourself with negative. And I'm being told, it's like what my friends told me, to keep your circle small because you're going to be seeing who your true friends are, is what I got for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I got for you right now. Unless you have any other
questions.
Okay,
thank you so.
Yes. And hopefully it resonates with everything I said. But I just do feel that there's a lot of growing to do. And it's crazy because I do get like a family-owned business. And that I'm getting
a win
forecast. So I just feel that with the full moon. And then I'm seeing manifesting. I don't know why, but I see like the bay leaves in my head. And I see that you've been writing on bay leaves and then you've been burning them. Or you're putting a lot of stuff into the air. Like air magic is what you've seen.
I don't know. I mean, I've been writing a lot of things down, but I haven't been burning it.
Well, I'm seeing, I guess maybe it's symbolic that I'm seeing, but I'm seeing that everything you write down that you're writing, manifesting, it's manifesting. So everything's being brewing at this time. Everything is growing. Everything that you wrote down, certain things that are very specific for you, like manifesting. So everything is starting to slowly manifest. And whatever you're doing, hopefully it's with a red pen because manifestation is good to write with a red pen because I do that. I write on a certain
book. Oh, I write
book,
with pink.
And I write. Yeah, well, pink is red, so it's okay, so you're good.
Okay, close enough.
But I'm just being told, and just know that you're getting everything, like I'm getting like the word law of attraction. So you are attracting everything that you want.
Oh, thank you.
And I would say like in July and August time frame.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you for
calling. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. Suzanne, you did have another 5 minutes at least there with that call, but never mind. Right, so our call queue is not very big, so we're going to try and give everybody a full 10 minutes. Obviously, Suzanne, happy there after five, so we're going to have to play a lot of music tonight by the look of it. Okey-dokey, never mind. Let's see where we are. Veronica.
Hello? I don't hear her. Veronica, are you there?
Veronica,
Hello?
Are you there? Not there. Okay. Right. Yeah, that's kind of strange because Veronica said, leave me till 4 o'clock. I don't know what that means. I think that's my 10 o'clock here, but okay. Right, let's see where we're going then. Queen.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Ken again. How are you?
Hello.
Fine. I'm just getting happy to see you and happy to talk to you as always. I see that with you, like all the blessings that you've done. I'm being told that everything you've done, even for me, has manifested a lot of good positive. I'm just letting you know that. And I take everything that you give me. Okay. for some reason. Okay, I don't know if you've gone yet to New Orleans yet, but if you have not.
I haven't yet. And I've been burning
Bailey. Okay, I do
Bailey.
Feel like.
I've been burning and writing on Bailey, so you're probably picking me up.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is that what I see with you is that when I said Bailey's, I knew I was picking up more than one. What I was told to tell you, and you're going to start noticing it, you can, and I'm pretty sure you've done this before, you can get a pen, a red pen, and write down what you're wanting. Just make sure that you get a shell after you do it. Write down what you want on the leaves, on the bay leaves. Just make sure it's a red pen. Okay. And as you're doing this, I'm seeing it like crispy burning. And if it's a nice windy day, not too windy, just enough, it turns into dust. And then you just close your eyes. And that's what I'm seeing for you, to close your eyes as I'm doing it too. After it burns, you blow it out. Hold on. Okay, that was weird. I just heard that. Hold on. Okay, for some reason, I don't know why I got the southeast direction. And just manifest what you want. And just blow it. As you're blowing it, you put your intentions out there. And I'm being told that you will get results from within the time that you, from the time that you burn it. I'm seeing that you will get blessings during that time when you go to New Orleans. And it's funny because I don't know if you're planning to go to that tomb, but I see you going to that tomb. And I see
I am planning.
Her coming to you.
I am planning to
okay,
go.
Okay, say it again.
I
oh,
am
you
planning
are?
To go. Yes.
Well, okay. Okay. I don't know why, but I think I did tell you this before. When you go to the Marie Laveau store to get some holy water. And it's weird because in my head, I don't know. I don't know where I'm seeing this from because I'm not familiar. I mean, I'm seeing it in my head. I'm seeing the plant Magnolium, Magnolia. I'm seeing the beautiful white Magnolium. I see that as an offering. And I can see Magnolium oil or floor wash to bring you blessings. And then to bring maybe some seashells, maybe like one or two seashells in it. And I've seen it materialize, and you're gonna grow more as you go along. And I don't know what you're doing, but I see in your future you will be speaking at Paracon. But the thing is that you need to get yourself out there in order to do that. And it's funny because I do feel some reason or another, I feel like we're going to come across each other for some reason. I feel like we're going to meet. I don't know when, but I do feel like we're going to meet somewhere. It's just that's what I'm feeling from you. And then another thing with a friend of yours that you're going with, I feel like she needs help, even though I know she's not asking you for help, but I kind of feel like she's confused, is what I'm seeing. And I do feel that when you go there, you have this beautiful presence around you. And that's what I'm seeing with the cards. The Four of Swords is saying that she is isolating herself. And I'm being told that your friend is looking forward for you being there. Because when two of you are put together, it's like just like positive energy. Okay.
She does need help. I didn't realize this, I don't think, when I sent you the message, but when I picked up the message she had left, she needs help. She's having issues.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Yeah, I feel that. And I feel like she needs some kind of guidance and some kind of direction. And it's crazy because in my head, I'm seeing, like I told her, that the magnolia plant. And then for some reason, I was about to study something and I lost my train of thought for some reason. I don't know why. I was going to say something and see if it comes back to me. Hold on. Okay, for some reason, I don't know why. It's like something's trying to stop me. I guess it's a retrograde, but I'm trying to push that away from me. I feel like you're going to help her. And the thing that I'm getting now I'm kind of tapping into it. She's at a crossroads. You need to help her with the crossroads.
Okay.
And I'm seeing like she's stuck. And I just feel with your presence, you both are like two people you don't want to fuck with. That's what I'm being told. So it's kind of like you bring in light. You bring in life to her because I kind of feel like she can do things, but there's only certain things that she can see. Of course, we all can't see our own forecast, but that's what I'm being told is that. And then for some reason, okay, that's kind of interesting. I'm being told it's a time for healing. And I'm seeing like, I don't know. Okay, that was weird. I don't know why I'm seeing the eclipse. Because I know that things already passed. But I'm seeing like a full moon. Like after the effect that there's going to be a full moon that's going to have some kind of eclipse energy to it. I'm being told for you to collect water from this full moon.
Okay.
And... Well, I don't know how long you're going to be there, but I'm told that she needs that, and it will help you to do some cleansing and purification to get rid of anything that has been blocking her. And that's what
okay.
I'm doing for you. Okay?
Well, I thank you. I look forward to meeting you in person. You said I need to get out there. I'm going. I plan to go to the water in Mississippi, to the ocean on the way back.
Wow.
Or maybe before I go and then go and then come back to the water. So I'm going to do that. And, it's good. I'm looking forward to getting out there. After being in the house for a year and a half, so to speak, I'm ready.
I was going to ask you, do you have clients? Every once in a while, or not as much as you used to.
Every once in a while.
You know what I was told? Get some Better Business water, or Better Business to attract more people to you, or you can get some called client incense. And I'm seeing people coming in your door. Is what I'm seeing.
What kind of water did you say?
It's a Better Business, or you can get some call client, or you can just go with making your own, but just go talk to spirit and see what kind of ingredients you need to make if you decide to make your own. And that's what I'm seeing. And just know that
that's
you just
better.
Put that energy into that. Yeah, and you can do it that way. Because I'm being told that you have a lot of ancestors that can guide you into what kind of what kind of water you need to, all that, to make the kind of water that you need.
You know, I am just beginning to really want to even deal with people in that way, or receive people in that way. So, yeah, I'm opening up to those,
And
thank you.
You're welcome. And I just hope that the message resonates with you.
What did you say?
I said hopefully the message resonates with you.
Always, it does. Thank you. I appreciate you so much, and I look forward to meeting you. Ken?
I know.
Thanks, Queen.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Now, we'll try Veronica again. But she did say something about 4 o'clock, and I think that's my 10, I'm not sure. Hello?
Hello?
Veronica?
Are you there?
Not there. Okay. Yeah, I got an idea that where Veronica's part of the US is like when she said something about, can you bring me in at 4? And I've got an idea that's my 10 o'clock here. So second half of the show. So we'll do that. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Hey.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Kay.
Okay, what was your name again?
K-A-Y. It's actually Sandra.
Okay.
I go by Sam. Yeah, so it's Sandra, but I go
okay.
by.
Well, I like
Kay.
I like that name. So how can I help you today? Or do you just want me to tell you what I see for you?
What you see for me is perfectly fine.
Okay. Okay, what is that I see? What do I see? What do I see here? Okay, I do see the 7 of Pentacles. I see the generosity card. It's telling me that there's a lady that's going to be trying to help you. Okay?
Okay.
I'm being told that you're very crafty in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I actually even want to say that you have this kind of, okay, that's weird, witch energy, because I got the High Priestess card. So I kind of feel like you have this kind of energy that you're like an earth witch, is what I'm seeing. And then I'm seeing something about a relocation of some sort, and then I see the World card, which meaning is that you're reaching out to people, or you're trying to reach out, and I do feel that you're trying to find people that are like you, but with the people that you've been surrounding yourself with are not the ones that you're supposed to be with. I'm being told that you need to do some clearing, and it's funny because I'm being told the same thing, is that you need to be careful. You know, with the friends that you associate yourself with. Okay.
Okay.
And then I see. Okay, why do I see that? Okay. I see a Reiki class attending or thinking about attending.
What was that?
Anything was weird. Reiki class.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have been. I've been considering that, yes.
Okay. For you, I don't know why, but I hear drumming. I'm hearing drumming as I'm talking to you. I want to say like shamanism is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I can get the presence of father or father figure.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I get the letter P. I want to say Philip. It doesn't have to be the right name, but I just get the letter P. I do feel that there is a presence around you that is protecting you, okay? Because I'm just seeing like a major shift. And I'm being told that there's going to be, okay, that was weird. That doesn't make sense to me, but of course it's not for me to understand. I was told to tell you that you're going to be reborn. It's what I'm being told. It's almost like this reborn feeling of to where you're letting go of the past and looking into to a new beginning, to in other words, to start fresh. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay.
But I do see that you will be doing a lot of, and you thought about the Reiki, but it's kind of like, you're like, should I do it? I've been told that you're a natural at it. I don't feel like you need to take it, but it's just me telling you that what I'm being told. Also, I was told that Sherrod is with you, and a lot of people don't know this. You might want to get into the book. It's called Project 369, The Keys to the Universe. It's a book. It's a journal that you could write to manifest your things, and you can, and I need to tell you to write it, because I do feel that when you write things, it's like you're putting power into what you're writing. Now, if you cannot find this, find it on Instagram, because I'm on Instagram too. If you cannot find it, I would say to get a, you can even buy the notebook and put the same name on the outside of the book if you can't afford it. And you can put Project 369 on the outside of your notebook and make that your spiritual journal. So that's going to be your spiritual path journal. Whatever you put into it is what's going to happen. Because I'm seeing a lot of, oh my goodness, I'm seeing a lot of energy right now. And then I get this weird thing, and it's funny because it was funny because there was something that I was going to say, but it was like I was kind of like something was blocking me, and I was told to tell you about, because, I mean, I don't like to talk about the COVID shot, but I would say be careful if you decide to take it. I was told to not take it, but if you already took it, that's your thing. But I was told for some reason there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be coming out that that's going to make you think twice if you did take it. Okay, the second thing, why do I get the word abduction? I get the word abduction or abducted. I just want to say you've been touched by angels, girl. You've had a second chance of life to where like I kept seeing like rebirth and reborn. So I was being told that you were reincarnated, and that this is whatever you didn't do in your past, you're here to correct whatever you did not finish in your previous life, previous lifetime.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what they're telling me to tell you. Now, what I want you to do for me, okay, and I do this, I haven't done this in a while, but I want to see what spirit has a big message for you, okay? What I want you to do is close your eyes.
Okay.
Concentrate. And I want you to tell me a number that just comes to you. And then I'm going to shuffle these other oracle cards, and I'm going to see what I get for you with that number. Okay. Tell me the number once you get it.
This is so crazy because there's one number that keeps standing out, but my favorite number keeps popping up. I'm going to say 9 despite what I'm feeling.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, well, what was the other number that you were thinking, but you were kind of hesitant? What's your favorite number? Because I was told for you to tell me.
7.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so we're going to go with 9 to see, because that was a number that you were kind of like, and then 7 was kind of okay. Now, 9 is the card that says the full moon in Virgo. It says that you are good enough. Stop thinking that you're not good enough for people. Stop thinking that you're not worthy of yourself. You think less of yourself and you take care of others first than yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
Second card, the 7 card, says have faith in your dreams. So I'm being told to tell you that you don't have faith in what you want is going to come true. So you need to have this long faith that whatever you want, you deserve. And it's weird that I'm saying that because we all sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, we're just ourselves and we don't feel like we're, like we don't deserve things. But I'm being told that's not true, okay? Because I have a friend, I don't know if she's listening to the show, but I have a friend named Leanne, okay? She works at this location where it's very haunted, and she asked me a question a while back, I think sometime maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, and she asked me, she was pressed, do you feel like I'm going to be at this location? And I told her, yes, I actually see you working there. Well, then I say within maybe 2 weeks later, she works there. And she's a volunteer. She's the most haunted place. And at first, she was always in tune to this location, but she always didn't feel like she didn't deserve it.
Mm.
And I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I feel like there's certain things that you want that you feel like it's too late to achieve them. But I mean, don't ever believe that, because I have been told by many people that there's a lot of things that see for me, including my friend Becky and other people. I do feel that you will receive your dream, but it's going to take a lot of dedication and determination to get where you want to be. Okay.
Okay.
And that is the biggest message I got for you. Hopefully that resonates with you. But just know that don't limit yourself anymore, okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kay. Now then, it's still not anywhere near 10 o'clock yet here in the UK. So we got another 20 minutes and then we'll try Veronica again. In the meantime, we have Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
Carolyn, how are you?
Hi, nice to see you.
You can see me? Wow,
I'm
you're kidding. Really talented.
I can see you in my third eye. So,
oh, there we
but
go.
How can I help you today? So how can I help you today?
Well, I sent a card yesterday. I put it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lovely card. It had a big face of the sunshine on it, and then I wrote a little message in there, very friendly little message.
Okay.
And then I put my phone number and I wrote it to Aaron. So what do you see happening with that?
Honestly, I see a lot of positives in it. I see what you put your intention out there. I just see it manifesting. And I see it like growing. I see it like, I see actually positive results, and then that's what I'm seeing. Okay, so now I'm going to do the same thing with you. I want you to pick a number to see what stands out. Okay, any number that comes across. Or if you want me to, I'll pick a number because I'm good at picking numbers. So do you want me to pick a number for you, or do you have a number that you told me to pick for you? And
number three.
See what
three.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, when you said 3 on the oracle cards, it says you and your loved ones are safe. Just know that don't feel like anything's going to happen to you or your loved ones, because it's not. You have to keep yourself positive. And just know that, just don't feel like that things are, don't think of the worst. Just put it that way. It's what I'm being told, okay? So now that you tell me 3, I'm going to pick a number for you and see what we got. Okay, then you told me not to pick a number because they told me to look at what's in front of me. But they told me to tell you, you need to step out of your comfort zone. That's the next card that came up. I was going to shuffle it, but the card just it just came out. I feel like you just are comforted in your comfort zone, and you need to just step outside the box and clear-minded thinking that, you know, you will get things that you deserve.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard me, but hopefully that makes sense to you, but that's what I'm being told. The other thing, I got surrender to the divine, and just know that the divine and the universe is listening to your prayers, and just be very positive thinking and having the project that you will have, you will achieve them, okay? And then I'm being told the conclusion are within reach. So whatever you're waiting for, you're going to get results from that letter.
Okay.
From that letter, that envelope. And I want to say sometime. Hold on. Okay, for some reason, I'm saying I keep hearing July. I know that we're in June, but I see something about July with that, with the question that you're asking me. I see something from this month going into July with that letter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I want to say it's going to be after July the 4th. That's what I'm seeing. Okay.
Okay.
And that's what I got for you today. Unless you have any other, do you have any other questions for me?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to a location. It's about, I think it's about 100 miles away. And it's kind of a retreat. And how do you see that going?
The retreat, I actually see it like, I don't know what the name is, but I'm seeing a past life regression, kind of. Almost like a deja vu feeling. And I get the feeling that when you go to this tree, I actually want to say, like, it looks like Native American to me, is what I'm seeing. And it's crazy because I'm seeing, like I'm seeing a stream of water and, like, an area where it looks like a out in the woods to get in tune with nature. I actually see it very, very, very positive. I actually see it growing, like I see good results with this.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm seeing. And I see it, like, very native.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing. And that's what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Yep. And that's what I'm seeing. And that's weird because that's what I'm seeing, that with the retreat, I see that you're going to be even buying certain things. And I do actually see you actually just getting and stuff, collecting stuff from there, from this retreat. I actually see it like very positive. And then I'm also seeing like possible investigation there too. But I'm just being told just to be grounded and just to be centered. Okay. That's what I'm seeing for you.
Okay.
And hopefully that makes sense. And hopefully that makes sense.
Okay.
And that's it. That's what I got for you. So do you have any other questions? Or is that pretty much it?
Well, I had this dream, and I'm very concerned about it because I have a girlfriend that's going through a real rough time on her job. And I had a dream, kind of like a vision, and it was about 3-4 months ago before this thing with her job started developing, and I'm really worried. And the dream was not a good dream. It was not a good dream at all. And is there anything I have to worry about for her?
You know what's weird is when you say that, I actually am saying it seems like a disaster or a tragedy about to happen. I feel like it's like something doesn't seem right, and I was told to tell you that when you start having these visions, these are messages of what to come. That might not be what you interpret, but just be what I'm told to tell you is to pay attention to what you're seeing, the background, where you're at, and just know that that you're doing this. That when you see this, try to figure out what's going on in your life or what's around hers, and then see if it gives you some clarity on what the meaning of the dream is, because I kind of feel like it's like a disaster. Actually, and I don't like to wish this on anyone, because, you know, I'm just a messenger, but I actually see, like, something bad happening to her.
You do?
And even though you didn't get it, yes. Yes.
Oh, God.
Now,
I mean, that's what I'm worried about.
With the, and it's weird because, okay, I'm going to tell you like this. I usually don't ask, but I usually just, because I'm not one to sugarcoat anything. Do you want to know the truth, what I'm seeing? Or if you rather not, we can talk private. Because this is bad. I just put it this way. You're going to need tissue, a lot of tissue paper, because you're going to be crying. That's how bad I see it. But if you want to talk more private, then you need to contact me, and we can talk more about this, because I don't want to expose this on air. I mean, I can, but then I don't want it to be to where it's overwhelming. It's not something that you can talk about, because I'm just being told that I need to tell you. Now, the question is, do you want to contact me private, or do you just want me to tell you?
Oh. Well, I could, I've seen your Facebook page. I could get in touch with you there.
Mm, okay. Okay. Well, then message me right now on Messenger, and then we can talk about that off the air.
Okay.
And then
you.
We'll see what we can do. And I wasn't, whatever you're seeing, it's not good on my end. Now, I don't know if it's the same thing you saw in your dream, but I'm seeing something similar to where you're going to be hurting a lot. So, but if you want to contact me on Facebook, just contact me and we can talk about that later.
Okay, I will. There was the bell there.
You will.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, right. So what we'll do, we'll take a break because it's still not 10 o'clock here yet. And Veronica said, call me second hour. So we'll take a break, short one, see what we've got for you. Hopefully this will take us. We might have to play more than one track. Okay, let's see what we have. Okay. That one's quite long, so we'll play that one.
If you're not there, lonely fever said words in the air. Some things are better left unsaid. I'm gonna spend my days in bed.
Was just about right, wasn't it? Because we've just 20 seconds or so left to go before the hour of 10 p.m. here in the UK. It should be now 4 p.m. where Veronica is. Yay! So, Veronica, are you there now?
Yes, yes. I'm here.
Okay, then. Right.
I was like, I just put it near you. I was like, where the hell did she go? Where the hell did you go?
I disappeared like a little bird. I was flying. I was kidding. I landed. I finally landed. Thanks, Drew. That's awesome, man. I guess talk to Chris and Mr. Ken, best show in the country. Thank you so much, Masai. I have a question for you. Can you just do a quick follow-up on the situation? Like, am I clear? Because I know there were, am I clear? Am I clear where I was?
Honestly, I remember when I messaged you and you helped me and then I helped you. What I was told to tell you is that I remember saying that I do see you being cleared, but I'm being told that they're trying to cause problems because
yes.
I guess because you get special attention in a way, and
true.
I feel like they're just jealous of you. But I'm being told just don't pay attention to them and just know that you're going to be fine.
That's good.
Just what you can do, and there's no harm in doing it because you're not doing anything to them, but what you can do is just pray for them to either find a better job or for them to leave and to leave you alone. Okay? You can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. If they are causing problems at work, then you can report to your boss and tell them, you know what? I love it here, but can they work a different shift, or can you put me to where I can work somewhere, I can work here, and I don't have to deal, with them. That's what I'm being told to tell you. You can do it. I mean, because you're not doing any harm to them. You just want them to leave.
Yeah, I want to fuck up.
Yeah. I understand. But I actually see that you will be fine. Just don't worry about it. And just remain positive. Oh, and by the way, I actually got that message from Miss Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Becky. I just want to say hi to them. But anyway, the thing is just that what you can probably do, I don't think you can do that for her, but you can probably get maybe some oil, protective oil, and just put it in your shampoo, or you can even just take just anoint it, and I feel that they're going to leave you alone, because I just feel like and it's weird, because I do feel, and I don't know if you're asking me this in your head, or you've thought about it, and you're asking, am I the only one that they're picking on? Am I the only one that's getting this bullshit, okay? And you didn't say anything, but I could. But yeah, you were thinking it. Personally, I feel like, hold on. Okay. In that area where you are, you're the one that they pick on. There's other people that they can bully, but you don't see it because you feel like you're the only one. But I'm being told that they told me, no, you're not the only one. And there have been charges on them on harassment. So just know that I see them getting the hell out of there within a week after, if they keep it up. So that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm seeing for you.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Permission, Chris, to ask you. Yes, I was thinking it in my head. You picked up the signal. Does it prove how accurate you are, how good you are? I was thinking of that. Did they get charges from what location is it right now? From those? Is that where is it coming from? That it's not the company?
Actually, you know what I actually got. You ready for this, Veronica?
Uh-oh. Go for it. I'm taking breath.
They got sexual harassment. There's somebody else that sexually harassed them. But I mean, don't that they will be booted out of there within a week or two. So don't worry about it. Just mind your business.
Oh, my God.
And
good.
So, yeah, and I see them getting out of there because, you know what? How long have you been there? How long have you been? You just started working there, right?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Okay. It's weird because most people that usually when they start working there, some people just tend to bully people because they know that they think that they're dumb or stupid, you know, that they can't protect themselves, but that they got another thing coming. I am actually being told that their karma is coming sooner than what they think. And I do see that, yeah, it's their time's coming, and I do see them out of there within a week. So just don't worry about it. Do your job. And then if they bother you, I would say just get some oil or some spray and spray your body. Make it look like it's perfume. And then spray your body with protection oil. And then they're going to leave you alone. Because they're not going to be able to touch you after that. Yeah, just don't. Because I mean, you can't burn sage there because you're at work. So the only other option you have is to make a to make a spray bottle, like to put it in your hair, to make it look like your hair smells nice. And you can do that to cover up, like it could be like cologne or perfume, and you can spray it, and they're going to leave you alone because you do not, and I repeat, you do not deserve that, okay? But I know that you'll be fine, so don't worry about it. And if they have an issue with you, then I can do something for you, and I can do it, you know, off of the show. I'll do something. I'll pray for you so they could leave you alone, and nobody will ever bother you again, okay?
Yes. And, Chris, real quickly, am I going back to the same location or other location, and how long? Please, thank you for that. That's so very comforting. I was in a panic mode. Thank you.
I actually want to say... I think so. You're going to be in the same area, but they might put you somewhere else so you don't have to see them. But I do see that you would be fine. So just know that that everything's going to be fine, so just don't worry about it, and then let me see what I got for you. Okay, they're telling me to bring love into the situation, for you to just bring love, and the more nicer that you are, the more that they're going to, well, okay, that was weird. I was going to say that they're going to hate it. They're going to hate it. That's not exactly what I was going to say, but I'm just doing it professionally, okay? I'm actually going to tell you that just give positive energy to them and just give them love, and they're going to hate it. They're going to be like, damn, I can't get rid of this damn. You know, they're going to be cussing, but just know that. Just show them love and good morning. Just have a smile and just show that nothing is getting to you. The more that you show that, the more that they're going to hate it. But don't worry about them anymore. You just focus on your work. You're there to work and there to have a good time, you know, and do your job. And if you have to listen to music, if you can tell your boss, then just put your music low and just let the music motivate you. And don't worry about them. Okay?
Okay, that's excellent. That's very nice. Comforting. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and then about your love life. Your love life is going to get spicy, so just be aware your lover will be coming soon.
Really?
So just know that.
I don't believe it.
Yes.
Really?
So just, yes, yes. So just give it time, and don't worry about that either. Just let it come, okay?
Okay. I'll stay on the positive side. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Yeah, man. So accurate. So good. Please give Chris a call and support the network with Ken. Thank you again.
Thank you, Veronica.
Good luck.
Right. Look, we're back to music for a little while then, ladies and gents, because we've got 50 minutes on the clock and no callers left, so... Quite a strange sort of night. We've had quite a busy show, really, I suppose. In the interest that we've had enough people to get this far. Now, I had a message from our Monday, Wednesday guest, Tina, stating that the next show I will be driving. So that should be an interesting show on Monday, because we have previously had callers that are driving, but we've never yet had a reader driving. So that should be very interesting how that's going to work, but we'll see how that works. But we may just have to fit a lot of music into that one, which we're going to do now, and hopefully we'll drum up some more lovely callers. If not, then maybe after the second or third song, if we need to go that far, we will clear the airwaves for this show. Let's see what we got for you. Right. Okay then. I'm looking. Just bear with me. Because looking for something that we haven't played before. It's difficult to find one that we haven't played before.
I've been sleeping.
Well, while that music comes to a close, I can tell you that we have now got two lovely callers. So, okay. So, Alicia being the first. So, Alicia, good evening.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How can I help you today? Yes.
Hi, this is Maria.
Yes, how can I
help you
today?
I was just... Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead and talk? No. Okay. I don't know. I just started crying, and I just wanted to know why that was happening. I don't know.
Oh, you were crying? Is that correct?
Yes.
Honestly, I feel like okay, number one, before I go on with the message, I got that you're an empath, okay? Which meaning that you're going to feel people's thoughts, patterns, feelings. You're just going to feel, you know, just everything around you, even your surroundings, depending where you're at. If you're at a house where somebody died, you're going to feel the sadness. You're going to feel like they didn't have unfinished business. That's just an example. So I'm being told that you have just empathic abilities. And I feel like I'm not saying never, but I feel like you have somebody or people to support you, to guide you with this gift, because I feel like it's a burden to you because you don't understand it. You kind of do, but in a way you kind of don't. Okay. And then second, I'm being told that there was something that you were picking up on, that something happened to someone, or you're going to get some kind of validation to where, while you were crying, you're going to hear about some bad news and your body was picking up on it. Being that, you know, having these gifts, sometimes you can't explain why this shit happens, but it mm-hmm. does. And I feel that you have this gift and you're just, I feel like you're a very old soul, which meaning that you've known this all your life, but you never had that cooperation from people because it was never talked about and it was taboo back then.
Yeah.
So I do feel like you need some kind of guidance to open yourself up, because I do feel like you're meant to do big things. You're meant to help people. You're meant to guide people. But I feel that you're going to come across people that are within your area, like what state that you're in, which you can probably do. I don't know if you do, but I'm just being told, because I do see that you do have them. I would say try to get some oracle cards. Go to the store. And if they don't have these kind of things at the store, order them online and see what stands out for you. I want you to try to just, you know, when you buy these cards, it can either be tarot or oracle, but if you feel more to oracle, just see what comes out, what stands out to you, and you're going to know what to pick. Once you do this, you can ask a question like, you know, what is my outcome on this, you know, business that I want? That's just an example. So just pretend like I'm you, right? And I'm shuffling the cards right now. And I'm asking, what is my career going to be like? So I just start shuffling them. Okay. I'm just going to start shuffling them. And I'm going to see if I can get a number, just any number that pops up in my head. Okay. Here we go. Okay, for some reason, I'm getting number 11. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. The first two cards, well, I actually got 11. I was told for you to decide to take action and using your gifts and helping people. Okay. Don't let your past hold you back. So what I'm being told to tell you, that you have this reoccurring pattern, that it's kind of like you isolate yourself from people because you really don't know, okay, I just heard that, who you can trust. So you need to just try to come outside from that little circle, that little space that you have, and try to find interaction with people that are similar to you. And the reason why you're crying is because, like I said, you're picking up on a lot of, honestly, I'm hearing disaster. I'm seeing the word death. I'm seeing loss. I'm just seeing a whole bunch of stuff. So I feel like you're going to be out there to help people to know that that things are going to get better for you, and just don't think so negative and just have dreams. And I actually feel like sometimes you don't even understand why you cry. And then sometimes you might not know this, but spirits are always around. It could be spirits to be around during the day, spirits to be around at night. Most people do investigations at night, but that does not mean that spirits are not around you during the day, because they are. It's just that people just don't do investigations during the day. There might be a few people that I know that I was on the show that they do investigations during the day, but you don't see that very often. You see it more at night because it's more active and it's more of the unknown, because you can't see in the dark. So what I was told to tell you is just go with the oracle cards that stand out for you. And for some reason, okay, that's crazy. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the John Holland cards for you, the Psychic Tarot. Try getting that. Or you can get the John Holland, I believe it's called, I want to say Messages from Spirit. I don't remember. It's a yellow box. I don't know why I'm being called. Told to tell you that, but I mean, because those cards are calling out to you for some reason, because I do feel like John Holland would be perfect for you, because he is good with people that are beginners, and it's simple. It's like tarot, but it's in, how can I put it? It's tarot, but it has a mixture of designs that have more like oracle cards, if that makes sense. So you might want to try those. And I want you to get back to me if you can get them, probably by, try to get them within 2 weeks from now. If you can get them now, then get back to me. And then maybe we can do, I can do a reading on the show, on Kim's show, like the one that you called. And I can do like a reading and a session with you, even though you can't see me, but I'll teach you how to work them. And then this is going to be so something different for Ken and the listeners, that I can teach you while I'm giving you a reading, okay? I'm going to open you up that way, and this is going to be a reading and teaching at the same time. And then, you know, once you get these cards, I want you to call me. I don't know when, because I'm on every Friday. So I don't know, if you order them now, you can probably get them, depending on as soon as you can. You just have to tell me your name so I can remember you, and then we can do that.
Yeah.
And then what I want you to do before you open the cards, put crystals on the four corners of them, okay? And then once you call me, I want you to open them up, and then we can go from there. And I was going to ask you, so I can remember, I might even write your name down. What is your name?
Maria.
Okay. Maria?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell me your last name? Or do you just hear it? What's your last name?
Nieto.
Okay.
N-I-E-T-O.
Okay. Well, I'll remember that. Okay. Then I'm going to try to remember that. The next time I hear your voice, call me. And then we can do an online reading teaching at the same time. And I do feel like Ken has a smile on his face. Ken, I see a smile. No, but anyway, so I'm going to make this show different for you and others. So if people are listeners out there, if you want to learn from me, I might just put a little twist to the show. But just keep in mind, if you're interested. But other than that, hopefully what I told you resonates with you. And just know that don't be so hard on yourself, and don't feel guilty like you have the world on your shoulders. That's what I'm seeing with you. You feel like you have this world on your shoulders, like you feel like you're alone. and you feel like everything's against you. Well, I'm being told not everything's against you. I'm not just like you. I'm very in tune to everything.
Yeah.
And the song that comes to me with you, do you know Phil Collins?
Yeah. I heard of him. I mean,
okay,
I listen to his music.
Okay. Okay, I want you to listen to the song Against the Odds.
Okay.
Listen to that song right after you hang up, and I want you to tell me what you feel when you hear that song, and I want you to get back to me. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Right, now that was Maria, and I could have swore that when I picked up a lady said Alicia, but never mind, doesn't matter. Right, so we've been joined by another caller now as well. So people still calling in, which is nice. Okay, let's see where we are. Patty.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could just get a message from Spirit regarding whatever Spirit feels like I need to know. Do you do that way?
Yes, I can do it that way too, and I can even pick numbers. I can pick up random numbers. Okay, so you. Okay, that's weird. I'm hearing. I'm seeing 7 and 11. Okay, that's weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, and then I get 3 for some reason. 1, 2, 3. So that's 7, 11, and 3. Okay, let's see what we got with the oracle. Okay, so first of all, I was supposed to tell you, be bold, I can't even talk, be bold and make the first move. Okay, so in other words, it's what I'm being told for you to tell you is time to step out of that little corner and step up. It's time to step up out and to the public, okay? You need to make that first move. In other words, step out of your comfort zone. Be comfortable with the decision, okay? Be comfortable with yourself. Self-respect and self-love and everything along with that, okay? The second card was believe in the impossible. Believe that the things that you cannot get or you can't taste or you know that it's there, believe it's coming to you. Believe all the positive, all the information, the feelings that you're getting, that you've got to believe that it's going to happen, okay?
Okay.
The third one. It's time to rather give than take. So it's time for you to give and then know that instead of taking, this it's time for you to offer yourself and help others. And it's weird because I don't even know what horoscope sign you are, but I kind of get this Virgo person is here to serve. Okay, I'm getting this person is here to serve others and help. And guide. Okay, that's what I'm seeing with you. I do feel that you have this. Okay, that's weird. They're telling me you have this mission that you have been kind of like holding back. And they're telling me not. They're waving me with my hands and they're saying no, not anymore. You need to come out and tell. And you need to get. You need to get on the moving and say, get with the program. So they're telling me they have been pushing you and pushing you and pushing you and you still haven't done it.
Well, part of that
and
is
I find out, well, I know what, but I'm being told that just because it's COVID, don't let that limit you, okay?
Right.
And I noticed that you were laughing because that message in itself resonates with you because you know that, and it's crazy that you mentioned COVID because I really don't like to talk about COVID or anything. You guys pretend like it's not even there, which it's not. To me, it's not there. I feel like this is okay, that was weird. I just heard that. They're actually talking to me now. They're making fun of me. They're telling me that the COVID is a stepping stone to see who we are as the public, who we are as a society. Some of us are afraid of coming out closet, so to speak. And some of us just say, you know what, I'm just going to isolate because I'm not, I don't want to have interaction because I don't know that person got COVID, okay? But the thing is, you got to use what's around you and your resources to what you have to your advantage, okay? And what I'm seeing right now, I see the King of Cups. I see a man coming in your life. I kind of say it's more of, it's kind of like business. And then there's a little bit of, like, kind of intimacy, I guess you could say. I don't know why I'm picking that up. That's just weird. Yes. And then this second card, like intimate, there's like interest. Kind of, not totally, but there's, but there's more business. But, and then I get this movement. There's a movement card telling me that there's a lot of movement around you that is trying to push you to step out of the plate and do your part with what you're here for. Okay? And then I'm being told with the third card, they're telling me that you do have the strength and you don't even know the strength that you have. And the strength that you have, oh, this is kind of interesting. You have the High Priestess, but you have a lot of magic around you. And what they're telling me, and they keep pointing out on my cards, they're showing me the Egyptian cross. Do you know what the Egyptian cross is?
Is it kind of like an Ankh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm seeing, and I'm seeing that for you. They're telling me that that's standing out for you. There's a lot of Egyptian, oh my God, this is just so weird because we're in different time frames, but there's ancestry bloodline in your blood. Mm. And if you haven't discovered it, you're about to. And I'm seeing a new beginning, and it's makes me laugh because you were laughing and you know because it was COVID, but don't let that stop you, bro. You can accomplish your dreams with social distancing. You don't have to interact with people if you don't want to. But I'm being told that you can come out. You don't have to shake their hand. You can do the elbow thing. Whatever. Whatever works for you.
Right.
But I'm being told
I just
that
kind
you
of
come
meant, you
out.
Got into the groove of staying in a lot, so it's sort of become a habit after so much time. Starting
and then
realize I have to go forward a little bit.
Yeah, and then what's crazy is that I'm seeing something in August, September. Okay, that was weird. Somebody's trying to call me, but I'm ignoring that. Okay, that was weird. Why is that standing out to me? Because my uncle, he has a nickname, but he has his real name. Why does the name Mario come out to me for you? I guess
Mario?
Mario.
I don't know.
It made me come out, but there's with the letter M. And then then I got the name Peter. There is something that's going to be coming, and I do feel that you will need to come out of the empathic part of you, and I do feel like you need to come outdoors and get in tune with nature. And then it's funny because I hear my friend Becky in my head, why don't you go outside and hug a tree? You need to be grounded. Once you get grounded, you're gonna reconnect with Earth and Mother Nature. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of Native American with that. And it's weird because I'm seeing the word buffalo. So I'm being told that you have a lot of Indian roots that you're going to discover. So just look up on it. And the anchor, there's a lot of energy coming to you You just need to come out of it. And I'm seeing August, September timeframe, you're going to be going through major positive changes. So you're not going to be outside anymore, is what I'm being told. So just enjoy life and just enjoy it to the fullest. You deserve it. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you know what? Your voice sounds very angelic. You have you have this heat energy. You have this palladium energy to you. You have this past, like you're not from this galaxy. You're not from this planet.
I've said that before. 20 years ago, I studied with a woman that was a psychic, and she used to say, "You're not from here." But I
I was going to ask you: were you ever into astrology? Because I'm seeing that.
Well, I know a little bit about it. I'm not really into it that heavy where I read or anything, but I've been into spiritual development for a long time. A lot of meditation over the years and chakras. And, you know, I've had a lot of experiences that just happened to me or connected with spirit. And I mean, I've had some profound experiences.
Yeah, and I do feel that you're gonna discover a lot more. And I do feel that if you need to talk to me, if you're not on Facebook, just check me out, Chris Maggie Carson on Facebook, and we can keep in touch because I want to see how you progress in the next 3 weeks from now.
Okay, great. So find you on Facebook, you said?
Chris Maggie Garcia. Chris Maggie Garcia. Or you can reach me at my cell phone, 210-974-3470. That's my number, 210-974-3470. Yes.
Okay, Chris.
No, 70. 3470.
3470. 210-974-3470.
Yes, ma'am.
And psychic Chris Garcia. Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. I will keep you posted. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a lovely evening.
Yeah. All righty. I heard the bell go off, so.
That's what I was told. Spirit telling you to get with the program.
Okay. Right now, we still have Brian and Jessica. Brian.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon.
How can I help you? Is your name Ryan?
Oh, Brian.
Oh, I thought you said Ryan. I was like, what the hell? Like, that's weird. Okay, so how can I help you? Do you have any questions, or do you just want me to tell you what calls out for you? Hello?
Hi. Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
And my second question is, I've been applying for promotion for quite some time. I said since 2014, and I'm still stuck in the position that I've been since then. And I just want to know, when do you see a break coming for me?
In the position that you're in, right? Because you've been there for like quite some time, right? Correct.
Yeah, the same position, but they're different places, but in the same position as a teacher.
Okay, interesting. You know what I feel? Even though you say you're a teacher, I feel like you should have come there years before. I feel like you should have come there in probably, I'm seeing 2019 is what I'm seeing, that you should have gotten this, okay? But now that we're in 2021, hold on. Okay, for some reason, I got October time frame. There's going to be a major, major shift, big change to where I feel like you should have already had a promotion within your degree and stuff that you do, but there's just something that has been kind of like blocking you. You can probably do something to pray over it to remove any blockages or anything that have kind of blocked you from your destiny. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing for you. That you should have gotten this way long time ago. And then it says with my other Oracle cards, I want to say, see, that's weird. But there's an outside, it seems like an outside force to me. There's somebody that has crossed your path or crossed you, which meaning that they did something to you to where you could just, and you can't advance. For some reason, I'm getting a female. I'm getting a female with this. And it's within the place you're working. Okay, that's weird. Why am I getting all these names? Okay, I hear, are they named Maggie? And Patricia or something with a Trish. Don't know why I'm hearing those two names, but there's somebody that's an outside that you don't know about. And that's what they did. They didn't want you to advance. They wanted to be advanced instead of you. Does that make sense?
It's not connecting. I don't know Maggie or Trisha. So maybe later, but it's really not resonating with me at this time.
Yeah, and I do see that we can probably connect more later about that. But I would say that there is a blockage and you need to either, I want to say like smudging, or you need to do some uncrossing prayers or something to get rid of whatever you have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing, and that's what I'm seeing for you. And it's weird because when you said Ryan, I could swear I heard Ryan, and I thought that's just strange. So I'm thinking that means something too. The name Ryan means something. I just can't figure out what that is, but I just feel that that's going to come out with the name Ryan, because when you said Brian, I heard Ryan, and I thought that was just weird. And I was like, I know I did not just hear Ryan. But when you said Brian, I was like, that just sounds kind of fetchy to me. It sounds like there's more than one person involved in this. But we can talk more about it later, because you seem very busy right now. But if you want to, you contact me, and then we can go from there.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. That is so fetchy, guys. So weird.
Okay, thank you for calling, Brian. Okay, this is Brian. I can hear him shuffling around things in the background there.
I heard that too.
Yeah, it's like half in the middle of something, you know. It's like, oh, well, maybe I should have called later type of thing, yeah. But, yeah, okay. Right, let's see where we are. Jessica.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
So how can I help you today?
I don't really even have a specific question. I just feel so happy. I just wanted to talk to someone.
Well, I'm happy for you. So if you don't have a question, I want you to just do something. I want you to close your eyes.
Right. Okay.
If you're ever happy, I'm just going to give you any messages that just come. Okay, what I want you to do is close your eyes. And while you close your eyes, just listen. Just block everything out. Okay. As you have your eyes closed, I want you to tell me a number, the first number that you hear. And that's
going
to be the message for the day for you. Okay. 2, 3, 4. Okay. Okay, that's kind of crazy. It's telling me that with this card, this is nothing is yet set in stone, which meaning is since you're happy, I'm being told with this card, the way it sounds like, to me it sounds kind of just, it's just how you would interpret the message. But to me, I'm being told that there's nothing that you need to worry about. That kind of gives you this kind of this happy feeling that that everything is set in stone, is how I interpret that card. And I just feel like there's nothing that you need to worry about because you're feeling happy. And then the other oracle card I got was, I'm grateful for the spiritual lesson. So I'm being told that whatever you're happy about, it was kind of like a lesson that you needed to learn. And you got a good outcome from it. I don't know why you're supposed to tell you that, but that's... Go ahead.
Yeah, well, like lots of good things are happening. Lots of nice shifts are happening with me internally and out in my world. I noticed that with the clients that I'm working with, just like in my work in general, my work is amazing, and I see on how it's gotten even better. And I notice that I am sort of desiring my clients, which I don't know if it's like, I feel a little torn because I don't know like where the place is, like how, I want to be praised more by them. I know it's not like their job to go do that, but I know that a lot of my clients have trouble like appreciating themselves and like what they've accomplished. But I'm feeling lately like a lot, like I want to have my clients or more clients that are like, oh my God, these like just sort of gushing over me. Cause I like my work is amazing and it gets people like really quick results and amazing results in a really short amount of time. So I know it's not their job to gush over them, but I do know that a lot of people do have those dynamics going on that their clients tell them so much, like how much they're helping them and stuff. So are you picking up anything around that? I'm just still sort of processing it.
Well, what I'm being told, if you want good feedback, if that's what you're asking, I would say get a site or get a recommendation or something that can give you some good feedback. And I do feel like for some reason I'm just hearing the word web. So what I'm being told is if you don't have a website, I would say let's do one, you know, to get something to where you can get some good feedback and share that with the public. And I'm being told that you will get more clients. But since you're getting the same people, I feel like you want more feedback. You want more of this gushing energy because it's positive. Honestly, when I am tuning to your voice, I feel like very, like for some reason, I don't know why, but I got this butterfly feeling with you, this butterfly. And it kind of like, you know, that with you, I get this warming feeling like, you know, with the business that you do, you have this capability of making people's day better. Like you just have this smile to where it just shines the room. You have this good chemistry that you know, that you help people and that you just help in a positive way. But I feel like you really shouldn't worry about anything right now. Just work on a website or something that can benefit you. And I just feel that if you get good feedback from the clients that have said, oh, no, I love what you do, get results, it's good to get that validation and that promoting from other people and say, well, so-and-so is a good person, that salesman, just an example. And the more that they post testimonies, and that's what I was thinking, that's weird that I was thinking that, the more testimonies you get, the more business it brings to you. But if you don't have nowhere to put the testimony, then how do you expect for people to find you if you don't have something that can give people feedback? And if you can't have a website, just depending on your budget, then get a book. So when people come to your office,
I have a website. I actually just posted a testimonial on my site, like, before I called. But I guess it's like I sort of, you know, maybe I have to just get, like, I usually ask for feedback and for testimonials. But I just, I think that it's like new desire has really come to the forefront with me of, like, you know, you go through the experience that you have to build up your own self-esteem, and then you're like giving yourself a lot of praise. And now I'm at the phase that I'm like, I just want people just to tell me how awesome I am, like, everywhere I go. Because I am that person that, like, really brings good things into people's lives, like, just by having conversations with them. And I guess it's sort of, it's nothing bad, you know, it's just an evolution of, like, my desire shifting of, like, I just want people to come up, me not asking for it, but then just saying, you know what, the work I'm doing with you is amazing. Like, you are helping me so much, you know, like, all this change has happened within just a couple of weeks of working with you. I've been dealing with this for years. You know, like, I just want to hear that all the time. Like, I'm ready and excited for that. So I guess I'm just expressing it out into the world by sharing that with you. I don't know. It just kind of feels like it's a good thing. I'm not going to make that. Go ahead. What?
And I'm going to tell you what, and I was going to tell you something too, with the energy that I feel from you. I don't know why, but I keep seeing Hindu with you. And I
what
keep
is
seeing
it?
The love goddess. The Hindu. I'm seeing the love goddess.
Oh, yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And
that's
the one.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I keep seeing one with the one that has a lot of arms. I'm seeing her around you. She's blessing you with self-confidence, self-reassurance. And just giving self love that she's received, that you received from her, and she's wanting you to get the feedback from other people. But I feel like you have a part with this goddess, with this Hindu goddess, and I feel like some part of you, I feel like you have this, like, I don't know why I'm being told this, but you have a reincarnation with her, like you have, like she was your sister. Well, you were her at one time, and with that, it's kind of like you're just giving back to people, and you just wanted to return. And honestly, you know what? I don't care what people call it, but that's just, it's good to have self-confidence. It's not that you're conceited. It's nothing like that. Just, it's fine to feel that way, and I'm happy for you because I see a lot of good changes for you. So just know that everything's going to come in its time. No pressure, just be you. And like they say, the word of mouth is going to be the best for you. That's what I'm seeing. The word of mouth is going to be the best advertisement for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you for helping me being there to celebrate, like, all my good stuff happening. I feel so happy. So thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for joining Kim's show. And thank you again. I don't know how many minutes we have, but before I think Ken puts me on mute, or I don't know how much time we have. I just wanted to say, and this is just for me because I'm not saying somebody told me to say this, but if you want other shows to be like the way we have them, to continue having good guests, donate if it's $1 or $2, because that does stretch, you know. And just donate whatever you can afford. And just, I hope you enjoy the readers that Ken has, because he puts a lot of his time, like we put our time into what we do. And just know that that he's growing and I'm growing. And for all the people that follow me, I just want to say I love you guys. I love you, Becky, Elizabeth, Michelle, Beth. You know, I love every single one of you. You are the best support system that I've always had. There's so many people that I could say, but that's just, you know, that's what's popping in my head. But there's a lot more people that support me, my friend Leanne. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But just know that even though I didn't say your name, I love you all. I love you that you support me. You give me good gratitude. You give me the strength to keep going and not to give up and to just do what I love. And I just wanted to say that to before we go. I love you guys.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, well, we've got one more lady in the call queue. I'm going to fit this one in very quickly because we are just about to leave, but we'll fit you in, I'm sure. Okay. Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Thanks for squeezing me in.
Hi, nice to see you. How can I help you today?
Well, you know, I just made some big changes, and I'm just wondering how long you see me in my current job before and my home before making a change.
Honestly, you said you want to know what change or before. Okay, hold on. Okay, for some reason. I want to say probably some reason. Well, okay, that was weird. I was just at two things, and I'm trying to block that out because I was like, that's just weird. okay, number one, I see you being there for quite a while. I did get August and September, but then I also got October, so that's probably somewhere you're going to do the change. But I see you going almost like the whole year, almost. And then I see a major change of you adjusting and making some changes going into the fall, what I'm seeing for you. Now, as far as your house, I see it as like you might even rent it out and let it pay for wherever you're moving. And that's going to help you to save money and to have extra money on the side. So I see that 2021 is going to be good for you. And I see the fall is going to be kind of like a blossoming, good energy. And I keep seeing like the leaves yellow and orange. And I want to say that's an autumn time frame, which I want to say that's in October going to November. So there's going to be a lot of good blessings coming your way, is what I'm being told.
A lot of good what?
Blessings and things coming your way during that time frame in the fall.
Oh, that's nice. All of that is definitely possible. And you never know which way things are going to go. But one of my plans is possibly to rent out my place and for some period of time. You know, while I.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to work in another state for a short period of time. Yeah, so.
Hopefully that resonates with you, the message that I told you, but I do see it going in the fall, so you might just go to like almost like to the end of the year, and that's why I kept seeing like the fall time. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to keep doing this. Almost, it can seem almost like through the whole year to like December, but I kept seeing more October and November, so that can be where the changes are going to be and where I can see you going to another job and you're going to, till you get like everything fine, you're going to be fine is what I'm seeing.
So I might move and go to another job.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. And hopefully that resonates with you. And if you want to talk to me more, because I know we've got a little bit of time left because we have to fit you in. But if you want to talk to me, you can reach me at 210-974-3470, or you can find me on Facebook, Chris Psychic Garcia. You can find me there on my cell phone. And then if you want more in depth, because I know we've got a very short time, and hopefully that resonates with you. And that's for all the other colors, including the color that just called in. If you need to get hold of me for personal readings, you want more in depth, give me a call and I can give you more time because I know we try to go 2 hours, but sometimes it's just that some people call in at the last minute. So I just hope
everybody
enjoyed the reading and hopefully everybody enjoyed the readings, and say thank you for calling, and nice meeting you, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. Sorry we couldn't give more time there to Michelle, but, you know, Chris does his best to be with us for 2 hours. It's grueling there. 2 hours is grueling for anybody. When we go over, you know, it's like not always we can actually do that with every reader, because there's other things to do in the course of a day, and I'm sure Chris wants to get on with the rest of his day. So, Chris, thank you very, very much once again for joining us, and we'll do it all again next week.
See you guys later. Love you.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Right, so back again next Friday then, ladies and gents. The next show here is on Sunday evening, where Kelly Jo will be with me. Kelly couldn't be with us for the last two shows. She does church on the first Sunday of the month. Wasn't able to do it, apparently, because the week before she'd broke her toe. I don't know whether she'd done church last week or not. But she is back with us this week, as far as I know, unless I hear something to the contrary. Tina with me on Monday then, driving, which is going to be a strange show. And then back on Wednesday. So that's the way the week goes, as per usual. Right, let's see what we've got for you to play out with. I'm going to play out now with something like this.